Hello and welcome to the Social Speak Network podcast. I'm Caitlin McDonald, one of the co-founders over here. And today I want to do a special episode that really dove into some of the incredible interviews that we've had for the past 3 months. We started off our interview section where we were really diving into healthcare marketing and inbound marketing strategies. With an interview with Abby Thompson of Salted Stone. In our interview with Abby, we had so much fun talking about trends that she's seeing in digital marketing, and specifically one of the biggest takeaways here that I had was how individuals are currently engaging with websites has changed. Rather than just reading content, website visitors are looking for those engaging pieces of information and features on the website that they can actually play around with and calculate things for themselves. This can be so incredible for your inbound marketing strategy. For folks in the marketing sphere, we often see this with SEO calculators or keyword finders, website graders. But you can also do this with items like health graders, WebMD's tool that they have for the symptom checker. And then there are plenty of other ones, as well as technologies that you can utilize to turn video into that engaging content. There are a handful of companies out there where you can actually have videos that lead more like choose your own adventure. So this can work really well for health practices as a way to introduce prospects into your practice, your specialties, and put a face to the name for your physicians. We think that this would be a great tool to utilize for your FAQ section for your site, for example, and also just more generally to collect more information about the patients and prospects who are visiting your website. Of course, stay HIPAA compliant, but these tools and tactics can work really well. Next, we jumped into an interview with John McHalpin of Cardinal Digital. Now, John and I, we also focused a lot on SEO, but here we spoke about mobile marketing, mobile SEO, and how to try and ensure that you sign up, that you show up and your website shows up in mobile search results. We talked about how important it is to make sure that you have Google snippets coded into your website and that you're answering the questions, those top questions that people are searching for, in the first 1 to 2 sentences of your articles, of your blog posts, and even of those answers on your FAQ section of your blog. John made an incredible point to emphasize these FAQ sections on your website, because they really tie in directly with what people are searching for on their mobile devices. When you create an FAQ section on your site, oftentimes you're using more conversational language and you are actually putting those questions that people are looking for. The good thing is, on a mobile device, people are using voice search. So if they are looking for what to expect during a knee surgery or how to tell if I need to see somebody for back pain, they are asking these questions. And if you answer that question specifically, Google is more likely to place you at the top of the search results, even more so than a very robust site such as WebMD. After John's interview, we had a great interview with Chris Carr, the owner and founder of Ferrotech. Now, Chris has been in business for, I believe he said 18 years, but it might be longer than that. And they really focus on a full marketing strategy for their clients. They focus on lead generation, nurturing, and conversion. And really, they analyze web design and use cutting edge inbound strategies. So in the interview with Chris, we had a lot of great takeaways, but the one that I wanted to focus on today is how important it is to tap into the how important it is to tap into your patient personas and where they are on the buyer journey for coming to work with you or to come into your practice and create an appointment. You need to understand exactly how they're feeling when either the injury happens or when they decide that they are ready to make that appointment. We spoke here very heavily on orthopedic practices, and this allowed us to dive into those specific niche markets as well as the patient journey. Now here, we also talked a little bit about how a scalable team, such as a marketing agency, can really help you reach your goals because you're working with a team that knows digital marketing inside and out, and you don't have to have anything lost in translation or to bring in another specialist who's not familiar with your practice. After our interview with Chris Carr, we jumped into our interview with Deb Creer of the Business Power Hour, and Deb spoke a lot about LinkedIn and how you can utilize LinkedIn to grow your healthcare practice. Here, Deb had mentioned making sure that you are connecting with power partners on LinkedIn and really getting your word out there through these connections. From here, we jumped into an interview with Daniel Goldberg, who's the owner of Gold Medical Marketing. And I had a lot of fun talking with Daniel. In our interview, we talked again, just like with Chris Carr, about mostly orthopedic, spine, and neurosurgery practices. We talked about how you need to think about both marketing campaigns that build brand recognition and also marketing campaigns that drive those new leads and are the ROI-causing campaigns. And so here, it's really important to pay attention to what your end goal of your marketing campaign is. And though you might be getting those quick turnaround conversions and leads with one type of campaign, you can't forget about a branding campaign as well. So this ties into what Chris was talking about with Ferrotech, about how you need to understand that patient journey. So if you don't understand the patient journey and you're not captivating someone's attention as they're first discovering that they have an issue or a problem that they need to come into you to see and to help with, you might be missing the boat. That branding piece is so incredibly important here. We also, in Daniel's interview, we also talked about how important it is for healthcare centers and healthcare practices not to create an annual marketing budget. And the reason why we say don't create an annual marketing budget is for a few reasons. First and foremost, it makes it so that you might stop, pause, or give up on campaigns too quickly. Secondly, if a campaign is working, you might realize that you've reached a threshold and you can't spend any more money. But if you're getting leads and you're getting patients in the door, then really the sky should be the limit here. This is what helps your marketing practice to grow. And then the third reason is sometimes it takes a while to set up a marketing campaign, or sometimes you just need to collect data before you jump into anything. If you're not spending that whole marketing budget, there might be a good reason about it. And it might not mean that in the future you won't be spending that budget. But if you're doing a full website redesign, or if you're working on building out a video selection on your on your website and in your marketing resources. You might find that that prep time and the strategy time and actually creating is taking longer than expected. So you don't want this to negatively affect your marketing budget in the future. After I spoke with Daniel Goldberg, we had another great interview on LinkedIn with Shannon. Now, Shannon's the owner of Up Automation and spoke about how you can automate some of those LinkedIn practices that Deb had brought up earlier. After this, we had a strategy session on how to create an FAQ section on your website. So we've talked about FAQ sections a lot, and I think that this is one of the biggest takeaways that you can have for your healthcare practice. So be sure to check out that episode for more information. After this, the last interview that we had over the past few months was an interview with Rod Thomas, and Rod is the director of sales at Scorpion Healthcare. Now, the biggest takeaways from this interview is that you need to be empathetic in your marketing. Yes, we want to see the bottom line and the bottom line revenue of your healthcare practice increase through digital marketing. However, you also have to be empathetic to the concerns, fears, and frustrations that your patients are going to have when they first give you a call. Daniel had actually brought up in our interview how important it is to have your front office staff really tuned into the conversations that you are having through your marketing channels. They are going to be that first stop that shows this empathy that Rod had talked about to your prospects and to your patients. And this helps to build trust. It helps to build brand recognition. And really, it helps to showcase your specialists and your physicians in the best light possible. So thank you so much for tuning in for the past 3 months of our Healthcare Digital Marketing podcast. We're so excited for the next quarter of the year to really dive into more advanced digital marketing strategies and showcase more tutorials, as well as continuing with these expert interviews about how you can better market your healthcare practice for your business. Thank you so much. Be sure to tune in on Podbean as well as on iTunes. I'm Caitlin McDonald. You've been listening to the Social Speak Network podcast, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.